Welcome to Kuvera's Weekly Digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. A long, long, really long time ago, the Bear King Jambavan exhorted Hanuman to believe in himself when the monkey god was in doubt over his ability to cross the vast ocean to reach Lanka in search of Sita. O leader of the monkeys! You are superior in strength, wisdom, brilliance and valor to all beings. Why do you not realize your own strength? Said Jambavan, as per a translation of the Valmiki Ramayana maintained by IIT Kanpur. Why are we talking about two characters from the epic Ramayana? Well, people in India rely on Ramayana and Mahabharata from time to time to make a point. This week, Nirmala Sitharaman did just that. Addressing a business summit, the finance minister asked the industry to step up investments in the manufacturing sector and grab the opportunities arising out of a shift away from China. Is it like Hanuman? You don't believe in your own capacity, in your own strength, and there got to be someone standing next to you and say you are Hanuman, do it? Who is that person going to tell Hanuman? It can't certainly be the government, she said. I want to hear from India Incorporated what's stopping you. We don't know whether any industrialist actually spoke up, but we do know why Sitharaman wanted them to invest in manufacturing. In September 2014, the government launched the Make in India program with an aim to boost the share of the manufacturing sector in India's economy to 25%. What was manufacturing's share then? About 16-17% of GDP. What was its share a decade before? About 16-17%. What's the share now? About 16-17%. No, there is no typing error in the paragraph above. Manufacturing's contribution to the economy has remained stagnant for at least two decades. The reasons range from policy hurdles to low productivity and high cost of doing business, and successive governments have failed to solve the problems. Clearly, the manufacturers remain in doubt. Talking about manufacturing, the sector was in the news this week also because of billionaire Anil Agrawal's Vedanta announcement of a semiconductor facility. Vedanta, which seems to be on a PR overdrive for the past few months as it told and retold the story of Agrawal's humble origins, will build the chip factory in a tie-up with Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn. The $19.5 billion factory in Gujarat is expected to create 1 lakh jobs. Interestingly, Vedanta's announcement comes barely months before Gujarat heads for assembly polls in December, where the BJP is seeking re-election. Gujarat's gain was Maharashtra's loss. Maharashtra, India's most industrialized state, lost the project reportedly because it didn't promise Vedanta the incentives it wanted. By when will Vedanta invest the promised sum? Details are sketchy, but Vedanta has clarified it won't be making the investment itself, but its holding company will. This came after Vedanta's shares fell sharply on Friday. Can the mining and energy conglomerate help Gujarat leap ahead of technology hubs like Karnataka? It's too soon to say. Last week, Sitharaman had said inflation wasn't a red-letter priority for the government. Latest government data this week showed why it should be. India's consumer price index-based inflation accelerated to 7.0% in August from 6.71% in July and exceeding analyst estimate. Separately, wholesale inflation dropped to an 11-month low of 12.41% in August. Retail inflation has remained well above the Reserve Bank of India's comfort zone of 2-6% for many months, and wholesale inflation has stayed in double digits for almost 1.5 years. To make matters worse, the finance ministry apparently sought to obfuscate the numbers. The ministry said in a tweet that core inflation, calculated by excluding the transient component of CPI such as food, beverages, fuel and power, was 5.9% in August, remaining below the tolerance limit of 6% for the fourth consecutive month. Many Twitter users pointed out, rightly so, that the 6% tolerance limit is for CPI, not core inflation, and that the ministry was misleading the public. Could it be that some ministry official made an honest mistake? Well, it could be, but we have our doubts. The markets traded mostly sideways this week before ending the five-day period about 1% lower amid weak global cues and after US stocks fell as inflation in the world's biggest economy surprised on the upside. The BSE Sensex topped 60,000 this week while the NSE Nifty 50 crossed 18,000, but both indices ended below the levels. The Nifty 50 stocks that gained the most this week were IndusInd Bank, Adani Ports, and state-run companies Power Grid and NTPC. The Bajaj Twins, Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv, and Royal Enfield maker Eicher were among the other gainers. Tech companies were among the top Nifty 50 losers during the week. Infosys, Tech Mahindra and TCS fell 6-8% each, while HCL Tech lost around 5%. BPCL, two-wheeler makers Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto and automaker Mahindra and Mahindra were among the other losers.